Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
It's Saturday, and so that means mostly one of two things. The Jason Bishop Show is on the air, 10 o'clock here on K-Bay, and the second thing that it means is Kip is going to come up and say some things that make absolutely zero sense.
We'll talk a little sports, and then we'll hear you go off on your little tangents. But one thing's for sure, when I come on this show on Saturday morning, I'm going to fight for the little guy. That's what I do.
That is the, as I just said, one thing's for sure, Kip's going to come in here and say ridiculous things, and that's how we start, with something ridiculous out of Kip Branch's mouth.
Fight for the underdog every single week right here in the Bennett Auto Studios.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. This segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Bennett Auto Group, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Cunningham Jewelers.
Wedding season is here, and you need that perfect gift. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let the friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Don't forget that college and high school graduation is upon us. Congratulate them for all their hard work, and Father's Day is just around the corner. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online cunninghamjewelers.com.
Apparently it's time for Julio Jones to rise up and get out of Atlanta.
Julio, he was the highest paid receiver in football at one time. Maybe getting a little long in the tooth. I don't know. Has he still got something left in the tank? Doesn't seem that way. Falcons are trying to get rid of him. So we'll see.
Some spots that I've thought about Julio Jones landing. I've heard some talk about San Francisco, but I don't think that really makes sense because they've got two really good, talented receivers there already that would be taking snaps away from. I think they like those young receivers that they have, and their offense pretty much runs through Travis Kelce or the tight end.
They got the new quarterback. They may need some pieces for him. You never know. They got a quarterback now that can run. They got a quarterback, an athlete, a quarterback in Trey Lance. Do they need some pieces around him to just open up that offense? Because it's kind of been, honestly, with Jimmy G at quarterback, it's a little boring, Jason, that offense is, if you watch the Niners on TV. They live and die with defense, and on offense they play for Jimmy G, not to beat themselves.
George Kittle.
He's back. He's a top three wide receiver in the league.
Tight end,
receiver. He's going to be good. And, you know, they got good running backs. They drafted the quarterback. Do they need some playmakers at wide receiver?
I think they've got playmakers at wide receiver. Like I said, they've got two really talented young receivers. So I don't think San Francisco is going to be the fit. So then where possibly could he go? You hear Green Bay?
Nah. Green Bay, Devontae Adams, they got a decent core of receivers. They got a good tight end in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers, the uncertainty surrounding him.
But wouldn't that be the ultimate, hey, we want you to stay here in Green Bay. We're going to go out and get you a top-notch receiver to give you another weapon to maybe get us over the hump?
It could be. Here's another team.
Mm-hmm.
The Tennessee Titans.
That would be a good fit.
They just lost one of their receivers to free agency. Could Julio plug into that team and make them a Super Bowl contender?
Here's another one that I think makes sense and is a good fit, and there's money to do this. The Baltimore Ravens.
That would be a good stop. Julio in Baltimore, quarterback, needing to get over the hump.
And they keep saying that he doesn't have a killer weapon. Well, for the next 2 years at least, Julio Jones would probably be a killer weapon if he stays healthy.
If he stays healthy. And here's a place I've heard it tossed around a lot, the Arizona Cardinals. And I'm thinking, could Arizona's just stockpiling receivers? I mean, they got A.J. Green now.
DeAndre Hopkins.
I mean, who else could they go out and get? What do they got to do to win in Arizona?
Get a running game.
Yes.
Get a running game, upgrade your defense.
And here's a sleeper team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
For Julio Jones?
Could he go to Jacksonville and contribute to it with a young quarterback building, that's got a quality tight end now in Tim Tebow, got good running backs, got young receivers.
A quality tight end, Tim Tebow.
What? I mean, what do you mean, man?
I think Tim Tebow's going to make the team. I hear the folks on ESPN say he's not. I think he is, but I just don't know with Julio Jones, how happy would Julio Jones be in that situation with bringing along a young quarterback where maybe he's not getting the ball thrown to him as much as he would want.
What about the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
No room for him. They're loaded as it is, so that's out.
What about the Los Angeles Rams?
Well, they've got Cooper Kupp, and then they've got the other guy. They've got
Woods.
Yeah, that's him. Two good receivers. I don't think he goes there either. That's out.
What about the Seattle Seahawks?
I think that's a possibility.
You team him up with what they've already got in place out there.
Mm-hmm. Or the Chargers. Chargers would be a good fit.
A young potential superstar quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that guy got me to the championship. That guy, Herbert, got my wife a fantasy football championship last year. And we're fixing to go on vacation in a week, and she's getting a trophy. She's getting a trophy while we're on vacation. She's getting presented the Fantasy Football League Championship trophy, and everybody else that was in that league that's going to be on that trip has to fetch her anything she wants. So I anticipate within this time next week, I'll be busy. And it won't be fishing, won't be enjoying water sports. It'll be trips back and forth to the cooler.
Are you on vacation next week?
Yes.
You won't be here next week?
I mean, I've already management approved that in January. I mean, you didn't get the memo?
No. I just know that you were out a couple weeks ago.
I mean, management tells you to submit your time off proposals at the beginning of the year.
This is nuts.
You submit those and then they stamp it approved.
This is nuts. You were just out like 2 weeks ago.
It was a month
ago. How much vacation time's in your contract?
Well, we have basically 50 shows a year.
Ish.
I mean, so management says you take three to five days off a year, Saturdays. I mean, I think it's a little, rigid, but I work with the program.
I don't have that many off in my contract.
Well, I suggest you get a better agent, my friend. I can't help you there.
Julio Jones, at the end of the day, I think that where he actually ends up is Baltimore. I think he's going to Baltimore.
I think he's going to Baltimore or the Titans.
One of those two. What about the Bears?
That would be a good place for him.
Yes, it would.
New quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Good running backs. Super Bowl caliber defense. They need some playmakers.
Julio Jones would be a great fit. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Write this down. Julio Jones is going to end up in Baltimore, but don't be shocked if he becomes a Bear.
Now, if you want to waste Julio's talent, trade him to Dallas.
Well, they've already got a number one receiver over there.
Well, they've got a bunch of number one receivers, but what does that do? That doesn't get them in the playoffs. Look at their roster. How many number one receivers do they have? Number one running backs, number one everything, but they don't win.
This segment's about Julio Jones.
I'm just saying, you could send Julio to the Dallas Cowboys, and it'll be like just having a retirement ceremony for him.
It's still about Julio Jones when you took us to the Cowboys.
Ravens.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Not that talented and overpaid.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Wedding season is here and you need that perfect gift. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift
today,
no
Kip.
Matter your budget.
I've been wearing a
Don't
hat.
Don't forget
but
that
it still
college
looks
and
pretty
high
good.
School graduate. Yeah. Congratulate them for all of their hard work. And Father's Day is just around the corner.
You got
Cunningham Jewelers
cut.
In historic downtown Brunswick. Mm-hmm. 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Rub it in. And you're good.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Every day, somebody's on there. Bad.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to peachtreepest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Aaron Rodgers not only needs a new team, but a new hairstylist too.
Yes.
Injury bug, can you please go bother someone else other than the Atlanta Braves? I guess we have all figured out by now that Christian Pache is not Andrew Jones. New York fans, don't spit on people. Why do we have to keep telling you this over and over? Lakers, Nets, collision course. Coming soon, the Tim Tebow Jacksonville Jaguar number 15 jersey. Phil Mickelson. Shohei Ohtani, best player to have ever played. Ronald Acuna, MVP. Write this down. Julio Jones, Baltimore Ravens, Hawks NBA Finals, the darkest black hole in the universe, the Atlanta Braves bullpen. Kip, you must watch Army of the Dead. Spoiler alert, there's a zombie tiger, and these are my thoughts.
Have you seen that yet?
Seen what?
Army of the Dead on Netflix, number one movie in the country. Have you seen it?
What's it about, man?
Well, I mean,
Army of the Dead. So that's a zombie movie.
Yeah, it's a zombie movie. I'll explain it to you. They've got the city of Las Vegas quarantined off. It's full of zombies. There's a lot of money in Las Vegas that got left in Las Vegas, and there's a group of people that are going there to get a bunch of money.
And try to dodge the zombies on the way to get it.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a great plot.
There's a zombie tiger.
Right. Is it Mike Tyson's tiger from The Hangover?
He's supposed to be the tiger is supposed to be from Siegfried and Roy's.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Right. Yep. Have you seen it?
No. Probably won't either.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I was on Netflix last night, but I passed right by that.
Would you watch The Notebook again?
No, we watched this movie called Hustle. It was pretty good.
It's not better than Army of the Dead.
Yeah, okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue. Lost where I was.
You just forget how to read?
Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com. I lost my place, man.
Just decided I'm not going to read anymore in the middle of the read.
Had to pick up where I left off.
Okay. So you're not going to watch?
No, I'm not going to. I mean, that's like watching Dallas underachieve in the NFL.
There you are back on the. That's twice in two segments that you have just jumped. They're not on the script today.
I'm just giving you an example of why I would not want to watch that.
They're not on the shot sheet.
Okay. Well, here's a question for you before we get on to our regular topic. And the reason I'm doing this is we have some Cowboy fans on Facebook Live.
Good Lord,
so
man.
Who
do you not understand?
Who does less in the NFL, Jason? One quick question, and we'll get back going. Who does less with more than the Dallas Cowboys?
He just does his own show.
All right.
His own show.
What are we talking about?
Tim Tebow. You said caught touchdown passes in OTAs.
Yes, he did a couple this week.
It won't be long before Tim Tebow, some games will be wearing number 85, and some games he'll be on the roster at number 15.
Did you see the still photos of Tebow in camp this week?
He looks big.
Jacked, baby. He's jacked. He looks like a legit NFL tight end.
Caught two touchdown passes.
I mean, he did. I mean, he looks the part. He's blocking. He's catching passes, and most of all, he's a leader in that locker room, and that's why Urban brought him in. And I don't want to hear people come on ESPN and talk about all that rah-rah stuff. Only works in college. No, leadership
works anywhere.
Works anywhere. It's contagious. And Tim Tebow is a leader, and that's why Urban Meyer brought him into this locker room. Urban knows what he's doing. Greg McElroy, you said it's a mistake and a bad move. You know, we tried Tebow at tight end in New York Jets when I was there for my 1 year before I went into broadcasting. So, you know, it's a bad move. You know, Greg, I like you. One of the better commentators on TV, but how many football games have you won as a head coach?
How many football games did he play? How many football games did he start?
He was a national championship quarterback at Alabama.
I'm talking about in the NFL. How many games did you start in the NFL, Greg McElroy?
I think it's a big donut. But, you know, what I know.
Here's what I do know. You were playing behind Mark Sanchez. You were holding a clipboard to Mark Sanchez. That's what I know.
That's a major indictment.
I'm just saying, you want to run your mouth, that's fine. You were holding a clipboard while Mark Sanchez was playing over you.
Hmm. Yes, that is, ouch. That stings.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Let me say this. And what's that little term you use a lot? Right, mark this down.
Write this down.
Tim Tebow is going to make the Jacksonville Jaguars roster. He may not start at tight end, but he will be, if he doesn't start, he'll be an all-pro special teams player.
He's not going to start at tight end. He'll get snaps at tight end in the meantime until it comes time to put Trevor Lawrence on the bench, and then Tim Tebow will play quarterback.
If Tim Tebow makes the roster, which he will lead the Jacksonville Jaguars in special teams tackles.
When Trevor Lawrence starts to struggle, Tim Tebow will come in, all that experience, playoff wins. A ton of games started underneath his belt. That experienced veteran guy, like you said, leader in the locker room. He could be the leader in the huddle, too.
I see where you're going with this, but let's just stop that right now. Tim Tebow is a tight end now. He's not a quarterback.
For now. Until they need better quarterback play.
Trevor Lawrence is going to be the NFL Rookie of the Year.
For now. Until they need better quarterback play.
Trevor Lawrence is going to be the NFL Rookie of the Year, and you're talking about now. Now is about to happen. And there's... No, Tim Tebow is not playing quarterback. He might come in on a fourth down and one and run some kind of wildcat package and just bang it up in there.
And that'll be the beginning of it.
For a first down.
And that'll be the beginning of it.
And that'll be the end of it.
And then the fans will start chanting.
They might start chanting all they want to, but Trevor Lawrence is fixing to lead these guys to a Super Bowl.
For now.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Camden County girls soccer team received some high accolades this past month, having four players named to the Coastal Empire All-Star Game, which was played this past week. Annalise Agler, Taylor Underwood, Sadie Martin, and Alexia Venuela were all named from Camden to the team. Also, Glen Academy Red Terriers head baseball coach Trent Maggiero has called it a career and announced his retirement. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook and follow us at SSE Sports on Twitter.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965. Or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Is Tim Tebow a better NFL quarterback than Taysom Hill? We're going to throw that up on Twitter momentarily.
I got to think about that one.
Yeah?
Better athlete, probably Hill, because he's a wide receiver in the NFL currently. It produces, you know, but something to think about.
Kip's butthurt list.
Wow, you just went at it that way. All right, Jason, number five on the butthurt list this week, the NL East. One team in the entire division is over 500. And what looked on paper as the strongest division in baseball preseason is not playing that way going into June. What do you think about and the New York Mets are leading the division going into June?
Their pitching will falter.
Who's the Mets, Will?
Yes. Syndergaard's out for 6 weeks now.
Yeah.
DeGrom's been in and out. And I don't think they've got much depth behind those two guys.
They're going to struggle. But the division, not playing 500 baseball. Number four on the butthurt list, the Los Angeles Clippers. I'm about tired of hearing about the LA Clippers.
Why?
Because they won last night. I'll give them credit. But they lost their first two games to the Dallas Mavericks at home to get down 0-2 in that series, and it just doesn't look like Paul George, and you know, he's not the player he used to be. And other than that, they don't have a whole lot on that roster except for Mr. Leonard, and everybody else is underachieving.
So you think they're in trouble?
I think they're in trouble in this series with Luka Doncic turning into the marquee player in the NBA.
He's turning into Michael Jordan.
He's turning into the most marquee. He's turning into the best player in the NBA.
Michael Jordan.
No, you're talking about GOAT. Number three on the butthurt list. Going into the day, they have lost 12 straight baseball games. The Arizona Diamondbacks. What's wrong with the D-backs? Everything. They need an infusion of everything.
The sooner that farm system gets to the major leagues, for them, the better.
12 straight losses going into today's game with the Cardinals.
It blows my mind how Major League Baseball, or any franchise, gets themselves in this situation to where they've got Major League talent that just isn't good. I don't understand. There are holes everywhere.
Everywhere. Number two on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the Miami Heat. They're about to get swept by the Milwaukee Bucks. Is it time just to tear everything up, just blow everything up down there and start over Miami?
Well, they've got Bam Adebayo, so, you know, that's a piece to build around, and I think that's a piece they want to build around. They've got the Tyler Hero kid who they like a lot. So, you know, maybe those are your two cornerstone pieces, and you try and figure everything else out.
The Miami Heat have been blown out in all three games so far in this series. I mean, it's been ugly, and the Bucks are about to sweep them out, break out the brooms.
It's like you go to a parade,
yeah,
and like the Miami Heat are sitting on the float doing the parade wave because they're about to bow out. They're just waving bye to you.
Yeah, that's what they're about to do.
It's like this on Facebook Live.
And number one on the butthurt list this week, Jason, it's NBA playoff time, and there's one absolute every year in the NBA playoffs.
The Lakers in the finals?
No, Chris Paul. gets hurt.
That's actually pretty good.
I mean, if there's an NBA playoff scheduled, then Chris Paul is going to get hurt.
That's actually pretty good.
You could set the clock by it. And, you know, the Phoenix Suns had a great regular season. They're number two seed in the West. Playoff starts. And, Chris Paul gets hurt. And now they're going to lose to a seven seed Los Angeles Laker team. And we're going to ask again, what if, what if, what if Chris Paul didn't get hurt?
It wouldn't have mattered. The Lakers are a better team than the Suns. The Suns are not. They're young, but they're not quite ready to do what they need to do as a two seed and be a dominant two seed to get in a position to get themselves to the finals. The Lakers are battle tested. Yeah. They've been there, done that. They've had a rash of injuries, which has really hurt their win loss totals, which is why they're a seven seed. But I mean, let's be fair. I know that you don't like the Lakers, and I understand it. But in reality, despite the fact the Lakers are a seven seed, I don't think there's much argument that they're no worse than the third best team in the Western Conference. Worse than that.
When Anthony Davis is healthy, they're up there near the top.
I agree. Yeah, and then, you know, with LeBron and Anthony Davis both healthy, they're easily the best team.
If you were a – let me ask you a question, Jason.
You ask a lot of questions. Right.
If you were an insurance agent or a risk management expert.
Okay.
And you were looking at the calendar and, you know, you got to call somebody named Chris Paul, says, hey, can you come visit me? You better make sure the calendar does not read May or June with this guy when he makes a phone call to you. Because if it does, you need to not take that phone call.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden, Jets Pharmacy, Parker's, and by Belinda Thomas Realty.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. Biggest selection of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi, and adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr. Lots of two-for-ones.
You're terrible
Three-for-ones. Hungry Parker's is known for its fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com. I'm sorry I put Chris Paul at the top of the butt hurt list, but man, every single season, you know, they on the verge or maybe going to a championship. Chris Paul, hamstring. On the verge of doing something in L.A., Chris Paul. Hangnail. On the verge of doing something in Phoenix. Oh, I feel my shoulder hurt. I mean, it's always something.
I like what you just said a minute ago about Luka Doncic, that he is becoming the next Michael Jordan of the NBA.
No, I did not say he's becoming the next Michael Jordan. I said he is becoming the best player in the NBA.
Because you remember with your comparison there, Michael Jordan early on, you know, couldn't win a playoff series, and then when he got some help, you know, they started making runs in the playoffs, but then they just couldn't get past Detroit, then finally they did. And I see this with Luka Doncic, right? Like, they got in the playoffs last year, they didn't win, and now here they are. They're a five seed, and so middle of the pack, got a chance to beat a really good Clippers team, and if they do, you know, I think that's really
good Clippers team.
Yeah, I think
that's
it's a big
nice spin there, buddy. Nice spin right there.
What do you mean?
A really good Clippers team. Who underachieves every single season. They had Chris Paul, you know. Granted, they had Blake Griffin. They get in the playoffs. Chris would get hurt, and the season would end. You know, they trade. They get Kawhi Leonard. They bring in Paul George, who couldn't throw it into the St. Mary's River if he was standing on the bridge right now. So he's one of those guys that just can't handle the spotlight. So here we go. Clippers going to fold again.
Luka Doncic, and that's Michael Jordan. Good comparison, Kip.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street. Just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
You are right, though, about the Luka Doncic thing. He's winning games a lot like Michael Jordan did in the early beginnings of the Michael Jordan era in playoff games. He's basically just putting the team on his back like Michael. I liked the comparison a lot.
I never made the comparison. I said he looks like the best player in the NBA. I never made a comparison to Michael Jordan.
I agree with you, Kip. I think he is a lot like the new Michael Jordan. I like it. Good job.
Okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision, by Nat's Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The Atlanta Braves are going to be without Marcelo Ozuna for 5 to 6 weeks, maybe longer. And so your outfield situation is you have Ender Inciarte, who's had a pretty good year so far. Guillermo Heredia, who has been a godsend, a diamond in the rough for Atlanta, has had a pretty good year. Then you've got Ronald Acuna Jr., and you've got Christian Pache. So let's go ahead and call a duck here. Christian Pache is not ready. And if you think he's ready, you're wrong. Now, he may turn out to be a fantastic major league player and one of the best Braves to have ever played, which is kind of what he's tagged to be. But as of right now,
struggling.
He's not major league ready.
He struggles hitting the breaking ball. He struggles, he struggles at the plate.
And he's not as good defensively as we had hoped. Now, he's not terrible, but, watching him, there are a lot of routes that he takes to baseballs where I'm kind of like, And some of those routes, those bad routes that he takes, costs him catching fly balls. So, he's on the IL. We'll eventually see him back. I don't know how much playing time he's going to get. They'll probably just send him back to AAA and let him figure it out down there. Meanwhile, they'll have Guillermo Heredia, and Inciarte and Acuna. Now, Acuna's on the IL. So those are your three outfielders, Heredia, Inciarte, and Acuna. Are you willing to let those three guys play every day?
They need some insurance. Because I don't want to see Ender Inciarte playing every day. He can't hit.
He's hitting like 280. Let me look it up.
He just can't. Okay. You could throw some averages at me or whatever you want to. But when you need him to hit, he doesn't hit. I'm sorry.
I'm looking it up.
You can look it up, but I think the Braves need some insurance for Ozuna until he gets off the injured list.
I'm looking it up.
Okay. I mean, you can look it up. I mean, Ender, he's a good defensive outfielder.
One of the more elite defensive outfielders in all of baseball.
He's a good defensive outfielder.
I think you're selling him short. He's more than just good. Well, let me stand corrected. Every once in a while, I miss one. Every once in a while, I swing and miss.
Yeah.
I said Ender was hitting around 290 or 280. Now, for a little while, he was. But the average that I just looked up said that Ender has plummeted to 242.
Which is about what you expect him to hit every year. I was thinking more like 220, but hey, good job, Ender. You're playing a little bit above my expectations of you.
Okay. So with that being said, the Braves have to find some offensive answers.
Offensive answers.
From left field.
There's the key. Offensive answers. And that means bringing somebody in here that can hit the ball out of the ballpark.
So there are some unsigned free agents in Major League Baseball that might make some sense. Yonas Cespedes.
Little old.
And has been injury plagued the last several years. Ryan Braun.
He's on up there age-wise. I mean, it could be a stopgap. I don't know.
And the one that I think that makes the most sense is a guy that Atlanta had signed last year before he opted out because of COVID, because he caught COVID. Yasiel Puig.
30 years old. Still, got good talent, got a good arm. I think it'd be an upgrade defensively in left field for Ozuna. And if he can swing the bat like we think he can, that could be a great pickup for Atlanta.
You could basically plug him right into Ozuna's spot. Everything that Ozuna did, Puig could probably do. And I do agree with you. I think you get better in left field defensively. And here's the other thing, just throw this out there. When the day comes when Ozuna gets healthy, now you've put yourself in a really good situation to where if you can sign Puig, you'd have Ozuna, Puig, and Acuna power bats in your outfield. And then of course you've got Heredia, the guy that, would be able to play center as well as Ender. So you could have Puig spell Acuna to give him a day off here and there. Same with Ozuna. Or if you wanted just to do it, Puig could play center.
If you brought in Puig, that would give you the pieces on the current roster in place, like Ender, the package in a trading deadline deal to get some pitching help.
Think about the offensive potential right now. If you had Acuna, Puig, and Ozuna in the same lineup,
and Freddie and plug him in with everybody. I mean, that is a dangerous lineup.
You'd be talking to start, right, like the first few, you'd go Acuna, Freddie, Ozuna, Puig, Riley, right?
Right.
And everybody, then Albies after that.
Everybody on that list has a potential to hit over 30 home runs that you've called out so far.
Dansby.
You know,
jury's out on Dansby. He's got way too many. He's striking out a lot.
The Gridiron Professor just told me on Facebook Live that Puig would be a distraction in the clubhouse.
I mean, but they had him signed last year. They weren't concerned about it last year.
I think his bat. I'd like to see his bat in the lineup.
I would too. I think the first five, that puts you 1 through 5, maybe the deepest 1 through 5 in all of baseball.
Definitely from a production standpoint. If those guys, if that top five got hot at the same time,
oh man,
then you don't really need a whole lot of pitching.
You'd be scoring 8 a game.
Yeah, and we know by the so far this year that might be what the Braves need to get over the hump. They need some help. The bullpen and the pitching staff's not getting it.
It is finally here. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden, located just down the road from you at 4515 Highway 40 East in St. Mary's, next door to Mona Fey Salon. Kid and adult jiu-jitsu training, self-defense, fitness classes, and more. Get trained by 2 Divine Black Belts. Private lessons available. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden. Check us out on Facebook or give us a call. 912-577-8552.
Wedding season is here and you need that perfect gift. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Don't forget that college and high school graduate. Congratulate them for all of their hard work, and Father's Day is just around the corner. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
They brought us back with your song.
Management puts these beds in for somebody
who takes vacation every 2 weeks.
I mean, come on, man. You bat them out the 80s, but yet half or three quarters of the return beds are 80s classics.
I'm not in charge of them.
Okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Ops, The Strike Zone, and by Pristine Water.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, The Strike Zone. At the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for, the only bowling alley in the area now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality only at The Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
With it being playoff time in the NBA, I'm going to give you some information, some analysis to be able to make yourself some money.
Okay. I mean, people that listened to this show last week heard some of that same analysis the last segment before we went off the air last week, and some of those series are a little upside down.
I
the Clippers.
I said I liked the Mavericks in that series.
Yeah.
I did. Because, as you mentioned earlier, Luka Doncic is becoming the next Michael Jordan.
Gotcha.
As you said earlier. I like it. Utah-Memphis. That's a 1-8 series. And it's tied at a game apiece.
I think they play tonight or tomorrow.
Tonight.
Look for Utah to probably win that one in 5 or 6.
I don't think Utah will lose again, do you?
Morant's a pretty good player. He can score. He's just depends. Jazz have to show me they can win consistently on the road. I'm not worried about them winning at home in the playoffs. They got to be one of these teams that can go on the road and win. I'll say 6 games, Jazz.
Philadelphia, Washington, I like the Sixers in 5. They lead 2-0.
Yeah, Sixers will take care of Washington. And, you know, the Philadelphia fans, you're horrible. In New York, Madison Square Garden, spitting on people. There's no place in that. I know Westbrook is a hothead, but pouring popcorn on an NBA player's head, where the heck was NBA security?
Good question.
I mean, come on, you got to protect players better than that. I don't care if they're jerks or whatever, but spitting on a player and pouring popcorn on a player's head, come on, guys. NBA, you got to do a better job with that.
The Clippers and the Mavericks. Mavericks lead that series 2-1. Again, like Kip said earlier, you've got an emerging Michael Jordan and Luka Doncic. I'm going to take the Clippers to win this in 7. I think Luka Doncic is that good that he pushes this series to 7 games.
I think if the Clippers don't win game 5, they fold like a cheap Walmart tent, and Dallas finishes them off in 5.
I just have a hard time believing that Kawhi Leonard, as good as he is going to allow them to do what you just said.
Kawhi is by himself. Like I told you a minute ago, Paul George, he comes out. They bring him in and they talk about him like he's some kind of elite NBA superstar. Again, you could put him on the Sidley Lanier Bridge and tell him to throw a basketball as far as he could throw it, and it would not hit water.
The New York Knicks trail the Atlanta Hawks. The Hawks, of course, now have the home field advantage. They lead that series 2-1.
I watched some of that last night. Hawks look good.
I'm going to take the Hawks in 6.
I picked the Knicks, but Hawks, that's a team that, let's give their coach McMillan some credit.
He's done a good job.
He is a great, he's a good NBA coach. Nate McMillan has won just about everywhere he's been at the NBA level, and I think he's one of the most underrated coaches in the league, and he does a fantastic job. And that young roster in Atlanta, he has managed it perfectly. the Hawks are a team that's going to have to be reckoned with here in the next few years.
Speaking of Nate McMillan, let me throw this out there. They ran him out of Indiana.
He was winning.
He was getting them into the playoffs. They ran him out of Indiana, despite the fact he kept getting them in the playoffs. Oh, and by the way, Indiana nowhere in the playoff picture.
Yes, they played in. They had a play-in in the play-in tournament and got beat by like 90 points by somebody.
Yep, not in.
Not in.
Just saying. Denver and Portland. Denver leads this series 2-1, but I'm telling you right now, this thing's going seven. Portland wins in seven games.
I like Nuggets. I mean, you know, they're a good team. I just Dame and that Portland team. They come across as underachievers to me. Jokic is a MVP candidate in the league, and I think Denver will win that series.
Milwaukee-Miami. Milwaukee's already up 3-0.
Sweep.
Call the band on this one.
And you can break up Jimmy Butler in the Heat and all that. You can break that up. It's time to move forward. The Bucks, they're looking impressive in the East. Could they come out of the East after Ford choking last year?
No, because they'd have to go through the Hawks.
Bucks look like a pretty good team. I watched some of those games against the Heat.
Hawks like a good team.
Yeah, the Hawks are up and coming, but I think the Bucks are a team that's built to win now, and they could.
Don't be surprised if the Hawks end up in the Eastern Conference Finals.
I wouldn't be surprised the way they're playing so far. It wouldn't surprise me.
Phoenix and Los Angeles. The Lakers lead this series 2-1. I think that thing's over. Lakers win in five games.
Yeah, I don't think the Suns will win another game. Then we left saying what would have happened if Chris Paul didn't get hurt.
They would have still lost. Yeah. Brooklyn and Boston. Brooklyn leads this thing 2-1. I see that going six games. Brooklyn wins.
Brooklyn's one of these teams, if they're clicking on all cylinders, they're hard to beat. But then they don't. There's something that just – it's like they flip the switch on and off. And the Celtics, they're going to let the Celtics hang around in this series and make them uncomfortable. You're right. I'll say the Nets in six games.
NBA Finals, Lakers, Nets. I'll take the Nets.
NBA Finals, it's hard to say who's going to come out of the West. But I think...
Lakers.
You know, based on what I've seen so far, Eastern Conference Finals, I think, will be the Bucks and the Nets. Western Conference Finals, it's looking... It'd probably be the Lakers and
the Jazz.
Yeah, I think the Lakers will just probably beat them in seven.
Unless the legend of Luka continues to grow, as you said, the emergence of the next Michael Jordan.
No, I said the emergence of the next best player in the NBA. I ain't said nothing about Michael Jordan this whole show in comparison with Luka Doncic.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!